Title: 808 Sub Foundations for Jungle Beginner, Ableton Live Audio Lesson. Alright, let's build the kind of 808 style sub that Jungle actually wants. Solid, rolling, tuned, and consistent. Because in Jungle and drum and bass, the drums can go absolutely wild, but the sub is the floor. If the floor is shaky, the whole track feels wrong, even if your break edits are genius. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean 808 style sub instrument, a simple jungle ready bass pattern, a mix chain that makes it translate on real systems, and a basic arrangement idea so it feels like a track, not a loop. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a solid default, go 170. Now drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen. Think anything classic is fine. Put it on an audio track. Warp matters here. Double-click the break clip. Turn warp on and try beats mode. Beats mode is common for breaks because it keeps transients punchy. If it starts sounding weird, you can experiment, but don't skip this step. If the break isn't stable, your bass note lengths and your sidechain timing will feel off, and you'll chase your tail later. Next, let's choose how we're generating the 808 sub. You've got two beginner-friendly, stock-only paths in Ableton. Option A is the quickest. Take an 808 sample and load it into Simpler on a MIDI track. If you do that, make sure Simpler is in classic mode and warp is off. Warp on an 808 sample usually messes with the pitch and the tail, and that's the opposite of what we want. Option B is the cleanest and most controllable. Use operator and build the sub from a sine wave. If you don't have an 808 sample you trust, go operator. It's predictable, it's tuned, and it sits in a mix really well. Let's do operator for this lesson. Create a MIDI track. Drop in operator and set it up as a single oscillator. Use a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it simple. This is your foundation. Now we make it behave like an 808. The 808 feel is usually two things: the amplitude shape and a little pitch drop at the start. Start with the amplitude envelope. Set the attack extremely fast, basically 0 to a couple milliseconds. If you hear a click later, we can raise it slightly, but start fast. For decay, aim roughly 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how long your notes are. Jungle subs are often shorter than people think, because the breaks are busy and you need space. Set sustain pretty low if you want more of a thump, or a little higher if you want a more even tone. And give release something like 50 to 150 milliseconds. The key is, don't let the tail smear into the next drum hit. Now for that pitch drop. In operator's pitch envelope section, enable the pitch envelope and set the amount somewhere around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. That sounds like a lot, but the trick is the decay. Keep the decay short, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Attack at 0. You're going for a quick doom at the front, not a sci-fi laser. If you can clearly hear the pitch sliding as a melodic move, it's probably too much or too long. Quick coach note here. Clicks are usually an envelope problem, not an EQ problem. If you get a click, try raising the attack to 2 to 5 milliseconds, or reduce the pitch envelope amount. Fix it at the source. Now let's build a clean, mix-ready sub chain with stock devices. On the bass track, first add EQ8. Put a high-pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz. This is not about changing the vibe, it's about removing useless rumble that eats headroom. If the sub feels a bit boomy, you can do a tiny dip somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz. 1 to 3 dB wide. Keep it subtle. Next, add saturator. This is one of the biggest secrets to my sub disappears on small speakers versus my sub still feels present. Saturation adds harmonics, which lets the bass be perceived even when the fundamental is too low for tiny speakers. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then level match your output. That part matters. If it sounds better only because it got louder, you're not actually making a good decision. Optional, add glue compressor. Keep it gentle, around 2 to 1 ratio, attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction just catching peaks. Then add utility. Set the width to 0. Mono sub, always. Wide low end collapses on club systems and can vanish in mono. Keep it centered and confident. Another coach note. Gain staging. Don't run your bass track slammed up near zero. Keep it peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB FS before any mastering or bus limiting. Subs feel bigger when they're not being flattened early. Now tuning. Do not skip tuning. If you're using operator, it's generally tuned already, but your pitch envelope can briefly make the note read sharp, which is why we keep the decay short. If you were using a simpler sample, you'd put a tuner after simpler, play a long sustained note, and adjust transpose until it reads the note you want. Either way, make sure you're writing in a key that sits nicely in the sub-range. Jungle-friendly keys are often F minor, G minor, A minor. They naturally put your root in a zone that hits hard without going so low that it's just air. Here's a super practical tip. Pick your octave before you touch more plugins. For most jungle at 170, a strong starting zone is E1 to G1, roughly 41 to 49 HC. If you go down to C1 or D1, it can still work, but you'll usually need more harmonic support to translate on small speakers. Don't make your life harder on day one. Now let's write the bass line. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and loop it. In jungle and DNB, simple equals heavy. The breaks already contain a ton of rhythm, so your sub is there to anchor, not to compete. A great starting idea is offbeat pulses. Put notes on the end of each beat, so you're hitting on the offbeats. After 1, after 2, after 3, after 4. Keep note length around an eighth note, or somewhere between a 16th and an eighth. Shorter is often cleaner. And pay special attention to where your snare hits in the break. The most common beginner mistake is letting the sub tail sit under the snare and smother it. And here's the big one. Note endings matter more than note starts in fast subs. Zoom in and make sure your bass note ends before the snare, or at least before the next major drum hit, instead of trying to EQ your way out of mud. For note choice, keep most of your sub around F1 to A1 as a sweet spot, and don't constantly change notes. A classic jungle approach is root-focused, with maybe a fifth as a turnaround. So if you're in F, your root is F, your fifth is C. Try using mostly F, and sprinkle C very briefly like a tag. Now sidechain. This is where the mix suddenly becomes O. That's why my track doesn't punch. Add the standard compressor on your bass track. Enable sidechain, and choose the kick as the sidechain input. Saturation or around 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. But here is an important jungle-specific note. Breakbeats are not steady kicks. If you sidechain directly from a busy break, you can get random pumping from little transients you didn't mean to trigger anything. So a very common DNB move is using a ghost kick. That's a simple kick pattern, often just on 1 and 3, that you don't actually hear, but it triggers the sidechain exactly when you want the sub to move out of the way. It's cleaner, more intentional, and it lets the break do its thing without the bass breathing weirdly. You can also sidechain lightly to the snare if the snare is huge, but keep it subtle, like 1 to 3 dB. Start with kick only. Now, let's make sure your foundation is actually working. Here's a sub check that saves time and stops the guesswork. Either on your bass track or temporarily on the master, while you work, add an EQ8 with a low pass around 150 HC. Then add utility with width set to 0, full mono. Then add spectrum and set the block size high, like 8192 or above. Now toggle that chain on and off. If you low pass the whole track and you can still feel the groove making sense, you're winning. If it just feels like random thumps, your bass rhythm needs work. If it feels like a constant blanket, your notes are too long or your sidechain timing is off. Alright, quick pro-level direction without making it complicated. If you want darker, heavier DNB energy while keeping the sub clean, do a two-layer approach. Duplicate your bass track. On the sub layer, low pass around 90 to 120 HZ. Keep it mono. Keep saturation mild. On the mid layer, high pass around 120 HE, and that's where you can get aggressive. More saturation, maybe overdrive. You can even add a little auto filter movement on the mid layer only. Keep the sub stable. Movement on the true sub tends to weaken the foundation. Another trick for louder without louder is adding a subtle second harmonic around 80 to 110 HE. You can do that by duplicating the sub, high passing the duplicate around 70 to 80 HZ, saturating it until you barely hear it, then blending it in quietly. This often translates better than trying to boost 40 HC. Now arrangement. Let's turn your loop into a simple jungle structure. Try this. Intro, drop, variation. For the intro, 16 bars. Keep the break lighter. Filter it, or use fewer layers. Keep the sub either absent or very minimal, maybe only coming in during the last 4 bars as a teaser. For the drop, 16 bars, full break and full sub pattern. Don't overwrite. Consistency is what makes it feel heavy. For variation, another 16 bars. Do small moves. A classic is muting the sub for 1 bar every 8 bars, or doing a 1-beat hold right before a fill, or switching to call and response. Bar 1 is root pulses. Bar 2 adds a quicker pickup into beat 3, then back to steady. And a jungle mixing survival rule, when you do a big break edit moment, keep the sub disciplined. One anchor note, or even a short mute, can make that edit feel bigger. If both the break and the sub get complex at the same time, the mix falls apart fast. Let's wrap with a 20-minute practice you can actually do today. Set tempo to 170. Load a break, add a kick, or make a ghost kick. Build an operator sign sub with a pitch envelope around plus 18 semitones and a decay around 50 milliseconds. Add saturator at about 4 dB drive, soft clip-on, utility width at 0. Write a 1-bar bass loop using only 2 notes, root and fifth. If you pick F, that's F and C, keep most of it on F. Sidechain to your kick for about 4 dB of reduction. Then arrange it like this: 8 bars with no sub, 8 bars where the sub enters, then 16 bars of full groove, and at bar 16, mute the sub for 1 bar so you hear the track breathe. Export a quick WAV and listen on headphones and small speakers, and also at low volume. Your goal is that you still feel the bass even when you can't fully hear it. That's harmonics plus good rhythm plus controlled tails. Recap to lock it in. Jungle subs work best when they're simple, tuned, mono, and controlled. Operator with a sine wave is a perfect beginner foundation. Add a short pitch envelope for that 808 identity, but keep it subtle. Use a clean chain, EQ to remove rumble, saturator for translation, optional gentle glue, and utility for mono. Sidechain intentionally, ideally from a kick or a ghost kick that matches the groove you want. And in the arrangement, let the breaks do the talking. The sub is the anchor. If you tell me your key and which break you're using, I can suggest a specific 2-bar MIDI pattern with note placements and lengths that will lock into that groove.